All right, KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Good morning. I'm Tyler Russell, and we're happy to be joined in studio now by Jason from the band Zurbin. Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm a little sleepy. Had to get up quite early, 2-hour drive to get here, but
yeah.
Here we are.
Not only a 2-hour drive, but a multi-country journey to get here.
That is true.
Yeah.
This is true. Just for you guys.
Zurbin, the group, is from Canada. In fact, educate people. Where is Victoria, Canada? Is that where you guys
are from? It's on the West Coast. So, you know, it's like, go to Seattle and go a little bit north and west, and I live on an island there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty.
When you walked in this morning, our midday guy, Jason, gave you a guitar, and he was like, that guy's so polite. I said, yeah, he's Canadian.
Oh, really?
We don't see that around here very
often.
That's
so funny. Yeah, I was told that Canadians are vanilla by someone the other day.
No, that's a negative way of putting it.
Well,
yeah.
She was like, yeah, Canadians are vanilla. That's like what we think of you guys.
You're not vanilla. You're just really nice.
We're like the best in vanilla you've ever tasted.
That's a more attitude way of putting it, I think. So Zurbin is a group that plays Worlds on Fire. That's the song we've been playing here at KX93.5. And it's getting some recognition in Canada, right? I mean, some radio play.
Yeah, for sure. We just released a single a couple weeks ago.
Just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so yeah. Y'all heard of Vancouver? It's played there. It's played a bunch of cities around Canada.
And yeah.
You know, we're building the story and letting people hear the music.
And we still don't really know how we found
it. Yeah, how the hell did you get this? I don't know. Really, but we're happy.
Yeah, we are too.
Nice little.
And I think we decided we're the first station in the U.S. to, in fact, have played that single.
For sure the U.S., and I think, like, officially adding it, first in North America. Even ahead of the Canadians.
We beat your own home
country. You beat our home country.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that.
I mean, that's a badge to wear. If we become famous, you'll be like, we'll do something special.
We will absolutely champion that, please. Yes. So you're all the way down in L.A. just to do some business, and it just so happened
doing music,
that
writing, all those things.
We cross paths.
Yeah.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about the history of Zurbin. You had one EP out, a new record's coming out in April, so what's up?
We had an EP that kind of represented a transition between me doing a solo project to working with these collaborators, Peter Mulder and Ritz. And this record really feels to me like the first Zurbin release, like the debut. It carries our sound. Worlds on Fire is like a good kind of show of the energy that we have live, and we just like to, I don't know, we like music to connect with people, heart and soul, and also a good time. And been you know, doing it for a couple years underground in Canada, slowly building the story, and played a bunch out in New York, and we're just starting to do the West Coast here in the States. And you know,
is it hard to be a new band in Canada?
Man, it's hard to be a new band in the music industry. Sure. Now there's millions of bands, and you know, unless you're some viral sensation, you're just like fighting an uphill battle. But you know, I think you make good music that people like, and that'll tell the story.
If you build it, they will come. Right?
So they say.
But how do you compare? I mean, are you able to compare and contrast what it's like to be an up and coming band in, say, Hollywood versus Victoria, Canada, on an island? I mean, is it
sure?
But with the internet, does it not make any difference these days? You know,
it. The internet is awesome, right? Anybody can hear you from around the world. But still where you are, I don't know. It depends. Like, in one sense, you're like a big fish in a little pond.
Right.
In another sense, you're in a little pond. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's why I like stuff like this, getting the music out. And we've had, it's been crazy. We had like people in Abu Dhabi become fans because of the internet, and like find these random stations that are playing it around the world that we don't even know.
Well, so, I mean, you've got about 10,000 likes on Facebook and half that on Twitter and a lot on SoundCloud. So clearly people are finding it from somewhere.
Yeah, we've had a bunch of stuff in like these little indie films, and we had a big commercial in the States that used our song New Earth, which I think you guys would love.
What commercial?
It was this Coffee Mate commercial.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's a big deal.
Yeah, it was huge for us. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Placements, I feel, are one of the ways that bands do get noticed.
Oh, it's the only
today.
Way.
Yeah.
Only way to make a living nowadays.
Like, right.
No one buys your music anymore. I don't even. When I started to use streaming services, I'm like, shit. Like, this. No one's gonna buy my music. I'm not even gonna buy my own because you stream it. But you buy vinyl and that sort of thing. So.
Right. If you do something a little bit special for the fans and the audience. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, why don't we have you play that song for us, Worlds on Fire. We've got Jason from the band Zurbin in studio with us now, all the way from Canada, down
here
in Southern California for the day. And this is obviously a stripped-down acoustic version.
Stripped-down, just me version.
Yeah.
So.
And we play the song periodically, so we'll play this for you again later so you can hear what the full production sounds like on it. But whenever you're ready, Zurbin, live on KX93.5.
dark. We were hiding in the night. You were young and we were scared. In your mother's yard, there was fire in the air. Such a beautiful sight. Oh yeah. So he danced in a fount of Parisian Merlot with our head in the clouds, bodies below in desire. Yeah. The whole world's on fire in a fount of Parisian Merlot with our head in the clouds, bodies watching as a world crumbled, and we grew braver than before. We were holding up our scars when we stumble and door. It's still such a beautiful life. So we danced in a fount of Parisian Merlot with our head in the clouds, bodies below in desire. The whole damn world's on fire in a fount of Parisian Merlot with our head in the clouds, bodies below in desire. In time it falls away, still my heart holds the day. The fires danced in a fount of Parisian Merlot, the head in the clouds, our bodies below in desire. The world's on fire in a fount of Parisian Merlot with our bodies below in desire. The whole world's on fire.
Yeah. Woo. Awesome, man. So good. Jason from the band Zurbin in studio all the way from Victoria, Canada, live on KX93.5 right now. Really well done. That was
Thank
so
you.
Good.
Thank
I know it's early. I know you had to warm up the vocal cords a little bit, but so good to have you in studio performing that song live. Again, the stripped down acoustic version of it, but I think that's kind of cool and unique for us. Before you go,
yes, sir.
Tell me what you're saying in the chorus of that song. What are the lyrics?
Oh, okay, so the story of this track is this picture of like lovers in the midst of the of, like apocalypse.
Okay.
So it's we danced in a fount of Parisian Merlot with our head in the clouds, our bodies below in desire. The
What's
whole
a
world's
fount?
On fire. A fount?
Yeah.
Like a fountain, like a bunch of wine. It's pretty much like
a fountain of Parisian Merlot wine.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm getting the imagery.
Because like, yes.
I knew there was Parisian in there, but I didn't know where I was. Now I know I'm in a fountain of wine.
You're in a fountain of wine.
Okay.
In desire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well done, man. Really good songwriting. Really cool track. Can't wait to see the new record, which comes out when?
We're thinking between April and June. We don't have the exact date for stateside yet.
Okay. But the Canada release is
Canada releases in April.
Okay. So if you're somehow listening in Canada, which are your fans could be right now.
Yep.
Comes out
April 14th. Yes.
And you may be doing a North American or U.S. tour.
Yeah.
Rather.
We got a Canadian tour we're just gearing up for. And, U.S. tour coming up late spring, summer, fall, all of that.
Okay, cool.
Going to be around.
Well, it's great to have you stateside.
Yes.
And please keep us in the loop about the new music and everything.
We will.
Awesome.
Thanks for having
us. Did I forget anything? Are we good?
No, thank you, Laguna.
Okay. Awesome. Jason from Zurbin on KX93.5.